First of all, tremendous akar tov to the Weiner brothers who are mamish bringing up our neshamas through shiros, betishbachos, and zmiros, as we said before. Yesh v'zoich to elevate the world and be playing the Mashiach and the Besamigdash b'karav yameinu.
Amen.
First of all, the entire Suda tonight, all the physical Osiris, it's being sponsored, first of all, it's been being sponsored, it's been annually by a Talmud who's more like a son, who didn't want me to mention his name, but I feel it's important, especially because here's a Talmud and the Deish Eschayil, who made Aliyah this past summer, Baruch Hashem. And they did what takes some Mesiras Nefesh and or a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. And each and every one of us has, I hope, has our reasons why we're still here. If you don't have your reason why you're still here, mamish, right after the tish, come talk to me. We'll book a ticket, because you shouldn't be here. But if you have a reason why you're here, still libi b'mizrach. All of our hearts are yearning and aching to be in Eretz Yisrael, to follow in his footsteps. So I want to thank, first of all, Jeremy and Amanda Wernick. And Amir Hashem, it should be the Suda, the Chizik, the Zoris, a schus of only Simcha and Bracha for their beautiful children, Nasir Tamar, Yosef Zev, Rifka Batya. They should all just have Simcha and Bracha, and we should all be with you soon, Bekar B'Yameinu. It's also for Fushalema, for a young girl, that we should all be davening for, that needs bigger fuos. Tehila Batya Bas Chayatova Bez Hashem Zbarach and Schus of all the tefillas tonight, all the chizuk tonight. She have a complete refuah, B'soch Shar Chal Yisrael. Tonight's also being sponsored by Mishpach of another Talmud who's like a son, Hillel Moshe Eliezer. It's a new name. You gotta get used to it, that's why.
Yeah.
Called him Moshe Eliezer for a long time now. I gotta call him Hillel. But the Galapshik Mishpacha, Hillel's grandmother's yurtzeit, 8th yurtzeit, Tzvura Feiga Bas Pinchas Hillel, is gonna be Shmini Atzeres, Mirz Hashem. It's brought down in Svarim that already 3 days before, the yurtzeit's really a week, with the yurtzeit being in the middle. It's all the Chizik Osiris, the Neshama being closer to this world, already has started, and the Mirz Hashem, therefore, all the all the Torah tonight, all the Chizuk tonight, all the Zoros tonight, all the Brachos tonight, all the Tefillos tonight should be a big schus for her neshama. Should be a schus for your whole mishpachos, for only Simcha and Bracha. Should be a little neshamasa, she should be a melitzel yoishra for a beautiful mishpacha until you should be tanting together with her with Gis Neshiach, and here be Meinu Bez Hashem. So, Chevra, it's a big night. It's a big zman. Whether you ever walked in late, if you could go wash and should make hamotzi leishiv. It's one of those days that's somewhat mysterious, Hashanah Rabbah, and usually it's those days that are motz kadosh, because the Yetzer Hara works overtime that we shouldn't understand what the day is, because if we understood what the day is, it's kodesh kadoshim. So many in the veld, Hashanah Rabbah, what's Hashanah Rabbah? A little bit of a longer davening. You go around instead of one time, seven times. Bang some aravos on the floor. If you ask in shul, most people don't even know what they're doing, why they're doing, how many times to be doing. Some think the whole avodah is you have to get rid of all the leaves. Then throw it on top of the aron. But our days are very holy, and our menhagim are very holy. We have to understand this day and the kedusha of this day. I believe if we understand the day and the kedusha of the day, it's not just that this day will be so kadosh and we can make the most of it like we've been doing tonight in our tefillos that we've been davening and singing together. Every shira is a tefillah. Shira is a gematria 515, which is exactly gematria tefillah. We've just been davening all night. But why are we davening so special tonight? If we understand it, not only I think it could be kadosh and elevate today, but the entire year. So you have to start with the Zohar. If you want to understand today, you have to start with the Zohar. And the Zohar is found in Parshas Vayechid. This is the Zohar we've quoted here before over the years. And it says that even though we all are taught that the chasima, the seal of our din, was already Yom Kippur, Reb Shimon teaches us, Talyam le'aduhu yoyma basra datzeres du'tmino l'chag, that in truth, on some level, all of that judgment, all that Hashem decided for each and every one of us, and hopefully it's all simcha and bracha, it's all hanging still until basically the end of tomorrow. Up until Shmini Atzeres, till the end of Hoshana Rabbah. The Avid Shuvah Shleimasu L'Kamei Mori is Karu. And that Hashem wrote, He wrote and He signed it, He sealed it already, but it's on this petek, it's on this little note. It has opportunity that if you still dive into Tshuva today, this last moment, it could be ripped up, it could be torn up. Anything that was Lo Aleinu, not a good din, not a good judgment. And if not, v'lo zachu inin piskin nafkimi b'malka v'smasrum b'did santira v'dina misavid upatkin lo mahadrin tu l'vei malka. And if not, lo aleinu, if there's something that was written that's not in our best interest, lo aleinu, we don't even say it, the petek goes out, the kvittel, and it never comes back. That's it. Then that's the ultimate chasima. It's a chasima on top of a chasima. That's what the Zohar tells us. The ultimate chasima. Remember when we were screaming, "Pani'i l'chevra," and we were screaming when we changed from kasvenu to chasmenu. When we changed, when that's powerful, right? Those tefillos. When we're davening throughout Yom Kippur, and all of Yom Kippur is so powerful. All of Yom Kippur, all our tefillos, were very, very chashuv. But then it got to Ni'ilah, and not only do we know it's Ni'ilah, but what part of what Mamish, we get to that first time, and the Nechtav is turned into Nechtam. It's like, Mamish, your heart just races. But that's only one layer, the Zohar is telling us. The ultimate Chasima, the Chasima upon Chasima, is right here, right now. And there's so much each and every one of us is davening for. Every one of us has so much to daven for. And the ultimate Chasima is right here. And that comes from a beautiful place, actually. Obviously, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us more opportunity. But B'nai Yisachar says the most beautiful idea. The Gemara of Odeh Zarah says that when you have a davar chashuv, like a chashuv piece of meat, you know, let's say you have a nice, I don't know, you take a good steak from Doma, and you take it out. So if you left it in your house and you have a housekeeper, you have a non-Jew, the halach is b'davar chashuv bin in chaysim b'toy chaysim. You need a double seal. Chaysim b'toy chaysim. But that's by a davar chashuv. So B'nai Yisachar says, so too here. We're davar chashuv. We're so chashuv. And the din for the Kadosh Baruch Hu for us is so chashuv. So you need a chaysim b'toy chaysim. You need a double chasima. The one chasima is not enough. The shana rabba dika chasima. That each and every one of us has to be davening for. The chasima first of Yom Kippur, and now the chasima of Hashana Rabbah. Chaysim b'toy chaysim. Happens to be, by the way, he says, it's incredible. If you take the chaysim, and you take the miloy of chaysim, so what are the letters hidden from chaysim? So what's hidden from a ches is a tof, right? Ches tof is ches. What's hidden from a vav is, again, there are different miloy sometimes. A vav can be aleph vav. What's hidden, again, from a tof is aleph vav again. And mem is mem mem. So if you take all the letters, the miloy, what's hidden, which is betoy chosim, what's within the chosim, it's exactly gematria chosim. Chosim betoy chosim, because that's the ultimate seal. Chosim betoy chosim, which is right now. I saw from Rav Meir of Parmeshlan. Says we say Hallelujah b'soyif u'machol. Hallelujah b'soyif u'machol. Besoif, obviously in the pasuk is with a tof, but a tof and a samach sound the same. So it's besoif. It's the haluya besoif, the end of all the chasima, which is today. Umachol, and we should be zoicha to machol machila. If you take gematria, tof pay, it's 480. From Rosh Hashanah, from the day after Rosh Hashanah until Hashanah Rabbah, are 20 days, are exactly 480 hours. 480 hours. The end of all mechila is taking these days. That's coming to a conclusion. The ultimate chasima. Do I have what to daven for? In the Mizmashir Chanukah Sabayas Chadav, we say, Be'erev Yolin Bechi V'Labok Erina. Be'erev is Lashon Arava, right? Yolin Bechi is crying and davening. If on Yom Arava, if Be'erev, on Hashanah Rabbah, if we're Yolin Bechi, if we're crying and we're davening properly, La'boik Erina. V'Labok Erina in the morning, we'll have tremendous simcha. We'll have all simcha. The simcha of the year, the simcha of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. We'll have boik arena. Dependent on right here, right now. It's an incredible day. The ultimate chasima. One last opportunity. For a year of simcha, for a year of bracha. For refuos. How many of us know people need such big refuos in the world? For Yeshuos, Beparnasa, and Shiduchim, and for a big year. So that's why, for years, we made this tish, that we should understand what it is, and to daven together, and to take advantage. Tomorrow morning, that we should plan to daven somewhere where we could daven. Yeah, it's a long davening. Yom Kippur was a long davening too. If we understand what today is, you know what? The opportunity of right here, right now, of Hashanah Rabbah. But what's the avoda vadas tefillah? But there's more to the avoda. And I saw a story that I have to share that's mamish I haven't stopped thinking about. There was a tzaddik, Rav China Kalishitzer. Rav China Kalishitzer was the einikol of the Divrei Chaim. And it's called the Sanzer. And it says that he said this over from his Zayda, from the Divrei Chaim. That the Divrei Chaim, when he was binding together his Ashanis, he would tell over the following story. He said, there was a very wealthy man. And this man, this wealthy man, made a big palace in the middle of the forest. He didn't want to be bothered by anyone. This tremendous palace. And he lived, he had all the luxuries in the world, and he had tons of servants, and his servants he'd send them in to the town to purchase whatever food he needed, whatever items he needed. He never went into town. He didn't want to be bothered by anybody. The only time, Shabbos, he'd go to David in the shul. Shabbos Kodesh. Didn't say in the story, I don't know if the rest of the week he brought him in to him, or Bichidus, or I don't know, Chvesnish, but it said once a week he saw people, Shabbos, Kodesh, the rest of the week, nothing. So something happened, and Imamish lost his entire fortune. Imamish loses his entire fortune. All his money, gone. And he gathers together all his avadim, all his servants, says, I'm sorry, I have to let you all go. I don't have the means to pay you anymore. I don't have the means to afford you anymore. And the next day, he needs food. So he goes into town to buy food. And everyone sees him. They're like, what's this guy doing here? And some people are saying he must have lost his fortune. Other people are saying, there's no chance. There must be some other reason. We don't know why, but he was so wealthy. Impossible. He's a very rich man. Okay. A few days later, he goes back and he goes to the public base merchat, the public bathhouse. Till now, his servants would make him a nice bath and heat up water for him with cut trees, the chvesnish. But now he didn't have that anymore. He had to go to the public bathhouse. the people saw him coming to Pug Beth, and then more people are saying, it must be that it must be that he lost his fortune. Other people saying, no, and he overhears them talking. And other people saying it can't be, he must be very wealthy still. There must be some reason he wants to someone put him up to a test to see if he could be like a commoner, I don't know, whatever it might be. And the guy goes back to his house that night. And he's in his house and he says to himself, did you hear what the people said? The people said I'm still rich. He heard those people. Again, there were other people, but he heard those people. There were people saying I'm still rich. I'm still an usher. So I must be still rich. It must be I'm still rich. You know what he went and he took all his pages of paper, all his debt, and he mamish tore it up and threw it in the fireplace. And he went to work day and night, and within a very short time, he was very matzliach and wealthy again. Because he heard the people saying, I'm rich, and he believed he's rich. He believed he's rich. So this is the story. This is a story that the Divrei Chaim used to tell over when he was binding his Oshanas. And I read this story and I thought to myself, Ma'anyin Shmita Litzar Sina, you know, sometimes especially Shal Shud, it's Mav Malka, Inyan to tell over his stories. But really, what, like, it's a very nice story. What's that have to do with Hashan or Abba? I think I'll tell you Pshat. Based on a Torah read from Rechaim Yosef Biderman, the brother of Amelech, he's a sefer, beautiful sefer, Chibas Avoida. He brought down this story on the bottom, but he didn't. Tell you what I think Pshat is, Chevra. First of all, Pshat is that Hashanah Rabbah is a day that every single one of us should feel chashiv. We're a davar chashiv. That's what we said from the Meir Sasker. That's why there's a chasima al chasima. When do you have a chasima al chasima? When is a davar chashiv? The davoida of every year to feel chashiv. To realize, I'm a ben melech. I'm kadosh. I'm not just a ben melech. I'm more than a ben melech. I have a neshama that's chelik elokami mamamish. That means I'm part of the Eibishter. I'm not just a mamish part of the Rebbeinu Shel Bechvedo. Not just a ben melech malchi amlochim. I'm kadosh. And it's because when you think of yourself as kadosh, when you think of yourself as chashev, I start to live up to that. That's what the Divrei Chaim was saying. That usher, when he thought of himself as an usher, he lived up to that ashiris. And so to us. So often in life, why do we fall? Why do we not live up to who we are supposed to be, who we really are? Because we don't believe it for those moments. So I fall and I look at something I'm not supposed to be looking at. And I dive in, instead of with Kavanah, with Hebrew reading exercises. Cheshbening to myself, which minion can I go to tomorrow? It's going to be the quickest minion. It does a shyness within 10 minutes, running around. Because that's I think of myself as not chashiv. So my tefillos are not chashiv. My anayim are not chashiv. My bracha is not chashiv, so I make quick brachas if I make a bracha at all. But if I think of myself as chashiv, I'm a different yid. I live up to that. Then my tefillos are chashiv, my brachas are chashiv, my anayim are kodesh kodash. My anayim are chashiv. I was reading today in from Mishpacha magazine, from the Sukkot thing. They had an article on Rabbi Kusiel Abu Chazera. It wasn't really on Rabbi Kusiel, it was really on just the Abu Chazera dynasty. It's really him talking about his father, Baba Meir, and his Zayd, Baba Sali. And he said, why were they Zoyche? Why were they Zoyche? To all that they were Zoyche to? One of the things he said, because of their Shmir Seinayim. And they didn't live in our dar with the smartphones. And there was Zoyche to imagine what we're Zoyche to if we have these Nisyonos and we have Shmir Sinayim. Imagine what we could be Zoyche to, what our Inayim could see, the Nisim and the Flois. Imagine. But you have to think of yourself as chashiv. If you don't think of yourself as chashiv, so it doesn't matter what I look at. Because I'm lowly, like what I'm looking at. The lowly images. So the Avodah V'Shan Rabbah, the Divrei Chaim is telling us that we're davar chashiv. And that's what the B'nai Sosra is telling us. But how? Why? From where do I get that from Hashana Rabbah? Okay, Choysim, B'nai Choysim, the B'nai Sosra taught us, but like, L'maisa, what is it? So I saw Rabbi Yosef Chaim Biderman, he says, Hashana Rabbah is the final day that we live in this Diras Arai. Most of us sit in Sukkah Shmiyat Saras, but we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. It's all just al tzveika d'yoma, right? In Eretz Yisrael, nobody sits in a sukkah shmiyat teretz. It's simchas Torah, right? So the final day, really, of sitting in a sukkah, the final day we make a bracha in a sukkah, the final time we sleep in a sukkah, is tonight, tomorrow, Shana Rabbah. And Diras Arai, what does that do to us? To live in the Diras Arai brings hachna, anivus. It brings humility. Suddenly I'm not living up like in this beautiful, gorgeous house with all the comforts of life that we have in this day and age. I'm in this temporary dwelling place with a lousy mattress and, chvestish. And make it work. Which humbles me. Hachna, anivus, humility. And that's on this final day, is Yom Arava. The Arava is Ein Bo Tam, Ein Bo Reach, right? The Arava represents the lowest. The Arava represents a Yid who has no Tam, no Reach, who has no taste, no smell, no mitzvahs, no Torah. Listen to what, that's what the day is about. Listen to what the Sfas Emes says, Eilu Gei Rebbe, about today. In Tafresh Nun on Hashanah Rabbah, he says, today's Nikro Hashanah Rabbah Shecholim Livasha Ba'afilu Hashvalim. That today could save even the lowest. So we realize how low we are, we could be saved. V'doiras Hashvalim, Shem B'chinas Arava, Lo Tam V'lo Reach. If we're so lowly, what strength do we have? So he says, D'loisi V'li Yoshia. Apostle can tell him, that if al yedei sheyodim sheim dalim, from knowing that we're so lowly, that tzrichim livashe, and we need to be saved, that alone lahem ha-yeshua, that brings them the Yeshua. Seems to be what we're explaining from the Sfas Emes, from Rav Biderman Shlita, seems to be the complete opposite of everything we just said. We just said from the Sosrim, the story of the Divrei Chaim, that the whole day is to be as chashiv as possible, to realize how chashiv we are, and hold ourselves to that standard. Now we're saying the whole day is what? Hachno and anivus. And realize I'm nothing, I'm lowly. And in the schus of being lowly, Hashem will save us, the Lev Nishbar. Which one is it? Should I feel the Ben Melech? Should I feel like I'm the most chashiv thing in the world? Or should I feel very lowly? What's the avoid? It seems to be complete opposites of the avoid of today. What is the avoid of today? Which one? Tzadikim seem to be telling us different approaches. So I want to suggest, Chevra, listen. I want to suggest the Yesoid and the Machshava that I believe is Yesoid should be Yesoid of life. If we could live with this, it's a different life. A different life. What is the reason so often that we don't feel chashiv? I don't feel that I'm so special. I don't feel that I'm mamish, the ben melech that I am, and that I'm loved by the Eibishter, and that my tefillos are chashiv, and my learning is chashiv, and my anayim is chashiv, and my midos are chashiv. Like, tremendous. Why don't we feel that? You know what I believe in this door more than ever? One of the reasons for sure. Because we're constantly looking around at others. and we're looking at this guy, and we see him, and we see the way he davens, and I think I can never daven like that. And we see the way this guy learns, and I'm Amish, I try, I've been learning, but I know nothing, and he's holding in shas on his fingertips, and I can hardly still read a Tosfos. And I see in all different ways, and then it comes to Gashmis, and I see my friends that have so much, and I have so little, so I feel like nothing, that I have no bracha, no shefa from the Eibishter that other people have. And I feel that I look at this person, it looks like they have so much shalom bias, and I'm struggling. And this person looks like they have so much nachas from their children. Everybody's always looking around. In this day and age, more than ever, because we have technology where in the world they've made it that the whole avodah of life is just to show everybody else everything that you have. So everybody's looking at each other. And you know what that causes? Depression. Low self-esteem. Causes that there's no simchas achayim. I feel inferior to the world. Because you're going to always find people that are smarter than you, better looking than you, more athletic than you, learn better, daven better, in every whatever area it is. So what, suddenly I'm open now, like never before, to the whole world, to be watching the whole world. Which is scary. So what do I do about that? How do I become chashiv? It's not going to be in comparison to others. When I stop and I realize the emes in life is that the Eibishter is everything in this world. The Eibishter gave me everything and gave him everything. And whatever he has is from the Eibishter, whatever I have is from the Eibishter. Everything in this world is just Eibishter. There is nothing but Eibishter. Rav Shor, the other night, some of us were there, Rav Shor said so beautiful. I don't know if everyone understood because it was in Yiddish, so... Kedai, we have to give Chazar a share on the whole night. Because, I don't know, usually Simchas Beis Yehuda, he does mostly English. The other night, all Yiddish. But somehow, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a special matana. I hardly understand Yiddish. But if sure it's Yiddish, somehow I could understand the whole thing. I don't know why, but... Anyways. He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He says, that's such a chash of pasuk, right? That the pasuk that left the lips of thousands and millions of people when they left this world. What's the chiddush? Hashem Echad? Even the smallest child knows there's only one God. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Chashuv song, but for another time. But anyways, L'maisa, there's one God. Vad, there's one God. That's so chashuv that there's one God. Anyone would think there's more than one God. Like, that's... So he said from the Sfasemes, you know what Hashem Echad means? Hashem is one. One means he's everything and in everything. There is nothing that's not Rabbeinu Shalom. I mean, at this very moment, this cup is only here because the Eibishter wills it to exist. So this cup is Eibishter. This Svas Emes is Torah from the Svas Emes, but ultimately it's Eibishter. The Eibishter wills the Sefer to be here at this moment. Everything is just Rabbeinu Shalom. And Arya Kohn is only sitting here, and whatever I know in this world and whatever I have in this world, only because of Eibishter. It's all Eibishter. The more I realize that, the more hachna, the more anivus I have in this world. Anivus, humility, is not a sense of, I'm amish, I don't know anything, and I've not accomplished anything. It's not low self-esteem. You can have very high self-esteem. It's recognizing it's all from the Eibishter. That everything I have is from the Eibishter. Everything that I become is from the Eibishter. And have that akar satov, and that hachna, and that anava. And then what? You know what happens? You know what happens? When you have that, when you live in a deer, so ride for a week and you realize it's all from the Eibishter, because all that you look up and just see is Eibishter. And you're surrounded by Sukkah, Gematria 91, which is Adnis and Havaya, as we all know. It's all Eibishter. When you live like that, you start to realize, I'm nothing without Eibishter. Everything I am is Eibishter. But you know what you also realize? Yenim, he's also only Eibishter. So, meaning there's no more comparisons anymore. There's no more comparisons. I don't have to compare myself to anyone else. Whatever he has and he's accomplished, it's also only because of the Eibishter. And the Eibishter wants him to be that way and with that koach and that chachman. And he wants me, the same way, from the Eibishter, to be whatever I know and whatever I have. And mamish is the most beautiful way of life. Because suddenly there's no more comparison. You know what happens? Then I become the most chashuv person in the world. Yeah, he's also the most chashuv person in the world. But that's beautiful. It's wonderful. We can coexist like that. Because I'm a Ben Melech. The Eibishter brought me into this world. Every morning I wake up, He lifted me up. He gave me back my neshama. He believes in me. So through my hachna, I become the most chashuv person in the world. That's the void of Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is, it's arava. It's shiftless. It's lowliness. It's at the end of Sukkot. But through that, I become the most chashuv person in the world. You know how sweet that is? you think this fast emes reminded me of a Torah from the Yisachar. Delay sivli Yeshua. He says pshat of Hashan Rabbis. Delay si through my lowliness, I'm going to have Yeshua because Hashem wants us. But delosi can mean lowly. But the Yisachar by Thomas says the most beautiful idea. He says we know that the month of the year are connected different serufim of shame. Shemos of Hashem, right? So obviously, those of us who daven Nisuch Svarot are very familiar with the Shem Havaya and the Tzeriv connected to each month, which we're not going to get into right now. But he says also, if you take Aleph Dal Nun Yud B'Miloy, so every letter is connected a different month. Nisan Ir Sivan is Aleph, Nisan Ir Sivan is Aleph Lamed Pei, right? Aleph is B'Miloy, Aleph Lamed Pei. Everyone that's sitting here knows all this already, right? Good? Aleph Lamed Pei. So then you start the Dalid. So Tamas of is Dalid Lamed, is Dol. Dalid Lamed, right? Dol, which Pashtus makes a lot of sense. Tamas of are the most difficult months of the year. It's lowly. But he says, the Avoyid ibn Yisachar says, Dol can mean lowly, but Dol could also mean to lift up. Aramim Chashem Kidilisani. Aramim Chashem Kidilisani. Because when you're in the lowest of places, like Rav Nachman says, that's when we could be lifted the highest. Dilisani is like a pail that goes down into the well and lifts up the water. So dol, maybe also Sfasemis is alluding to lo yisivli Yeshua. It's through my lowliness that I lift myself up, and that's where the Yeshua comes from. The Yeshua comes from from the Eibishter, but from me myself. I have a different self-esteem. I have a different chashivas about my life. Now we can understand why the tefillah is so chashiv today. Such a big day of tefillah. Tefillahs we've been davening all night. Usually one thing was hard, having a it's beautiful having a Matzah Shabbos Hashanah Rabbah. And we're singing, and those songs, every one is a tefillah. Usually we end with a Hail Gemayrev. It's Matzah Shabbos, we don't have that. So we got to end, maybe we'll end with a couple of Kibbutz Tehillim together. Bez Hashem, because we have to end, all the shiros are tefillah, but now we can understand, because this is a Zohar and Parshas Balak. And Zohar Balak says, Tlus Enan Dikran tefillah. There's basically three types of tefillah. There's Tefillah L'Moshe, famous, right? Tehillim Tzadi. That Tefillah D'Les Kegine B'Bar Nash Achra. That Tefillah Moshe, no one can connect to the Tefillah of Moshe. Tefillah of Moshe is like on a level that we can't even imagine, right? It's not for a normal person. Then you have Tefillah L'David. Tefillah D'Ayi, Tefillah D'Les Kegine B'Malka Achra. And no other Melech could be like that. David HaMelech, what he wrote Tehillim, meaning no one else could be like those Tefillahs. And then there's Tefillah L'Ani. Right, we all know Tefillah Ani. Tefillah Iyam Me'inan Tzlus. Man Chashivim Mekula. What's the most chash of Tefillah? Tefillah Moshe, Tefillah David. The Torah says, Havimina Tefillah Da'ani. Tefillah Da'kadim L'Tefillah D'Moshe, V'kadim L'Tefillah David, V'kadim L'chol Shar Tzlus and Da'alma. My time begin Da'ani Tavir Liba. And Hashem says, Karov Hashem L'Nishbar Lev. When you're an Ani, you have a broken heart, you have a Lev Nishbar. And if you have a Lev Nishmar, Hashem says, Karov Hashem, I'm close to you. It's a Tefillah Lani, is the most halic Tefillah. If the whole Avodah of Hashanah Rabbah, the whole Avodah of Hashanah Rabbah, is to recognize our Shiflus, our Hachna, to recognize I'm nothing without Rabbeinu Shalom. And that will be the Avodah to make us Chashiv. Because I realize that's in everybody. And I can lift myself up and no longer compare myself to others. But then I'm Tefillah Lani. On this day, it's Tefillah Lani because I have that Achna. So the Tefillahs are different Tefillahs. We have to understand how chashiv we are through that. We have to understand through that how chashiv we are. Not to, they go hand in hand. You know, there was a Talmud recently, this happened. Talmud went over to a Rebbe of his and he was crying to the Rebbe. It was late one night. It was like 2:30 in the morning. He's a married man. And he went over to his Rebbe that his father was screaming and yelling at him. Mom is screaming and yelling at him that he wasn't keeping Shabbos. Now, I don't want to get into any details or anything. This father is not living such a Emistic life either. It was amazing that he's screaming at the sun about this, but that's for whatever, for another time. And the kid was this young man was broken from the father. I mean, Lemaisa, he wasn't keeping Shabbos, and Halavai, he'll keep Shabbos. And you'll see where this goes. But he's coming to the Rebbe in pain, suffering from the father, the way the father dealt with him, the way the father spoke to him, how inferior he felt because of his father, how lowly he felt because of his father. So what does the Rebbe say to him? Listen to this. You want to hear what it is to be a Rebbe, what it is to be a parent? The Rebbe looks at this young man. And the Rebbe says to him, "You make Kiddush on Shabbos? Of course. You have Suda Shabbos? Of course. You try to go to shul sometimes on Shabbos? Yeah. I like going to shul on Shabbos. You have a daytime suda? Of course. You have challah? Yeah. Your wife lights candles? Always. So you keep Shabbos. Tell your father you keep Shabbos. Of course there's more to keep. And halavai, you're going to keep more. But don't think of yourself that you don't keep Shabbos. You know anyone who keeps Shabbos perfectly? You know any shohen who keeps every single... We're always learning more and more halachas that we realize later, I didn't know. Everyone, we're always growing in every area of halacha. We're perfect. Anyone can say they're perfect. So what does it mean? You are doing certain things. You're keeping Shabbos. Halavai, and I want you... And the Rebbe said, I want you to keep more, and I want you to do more, and halavai, you will. But don't think that you don't keep Shabbos. You go back to your father, and you say to your father, I keep Shabbos. You hear this, Rebbe? You hear it? Genius. You hear this? And by the way, it wasn't long. It was just a very short time after that he's keeping Shabbos fully, of course. Because he started to think himself. You know what? He was in pain. He wasn't in pain. The Rebbe understood. Yes, he was in pain the way the father... There's a lot of depth in that particular father-son relationship. But Lemaisa, part of what he was hurting, because he does want to keep Shabbos. And he was started. He heard from his father, who he wants to be thought of in a high way, in a special way, that he doesn't keep Shabbos, and he was doing things on Shabbos. So think of yourself as the usher, and suddenly I'm going to start keeping more and more Shabbos. But on Hashana Rabbah, we learn how to do it. On Hashana Rabbah, we learn that we get to that point of chashivas through hachna, through recognizing all the davish there is in my life. And the more that I recognize what the Eibishter is in my life, the more that I recognize He's everything in my life, I'm nothing without the Eibishter, the more chashiv I realize I am in this world. And the more I don't look around at anybody else, because and I want Him to be chashiv just like me. He's also Ben Melech. I'm jealous of Him. He's the same Ben Melech. He's my brother. I'm jealous of my brother. I'm happy for my brother. I'm chashiv and he's chashiv. It's beautiful. Rav Avraham Melech of Karlin, one time he walked into Beis Medrash, Mincha time of Hashanah Rabbah, and he saw two Hasidim talking Divrei Chol, some whatever they were talking. Chvesdish, discussed in the Yankees, I don't know, you know? And he goes over to them and said to them, "I'm sure you're discussing a very pressing matter. I'm sure you're discussing something very chashiv. But better if you had this conversation by Kol Nidre than right now." That's what he said to them. You hear? So most Yidden wouldn't understand that story. You know, they could say such a thing. Kol Nidre, Kodesh Kedashim. Would anyone dare talk during Kol Nidre? You take out the Sefer Torah. Kol Nidre. Beginning of Yom Kippur. Mamish. Just hearing those first two words. It's Pachad Moira. You can't even, if you wanted to, you couldn't talk. But the Karliner was explaining, based on what we know tonight. Tonight's the Chasima upon the Chasima. Tonight's the ultimate Chasima. Kol Nidre is just the beginning of the Chasima. So better to be talking. Listen, if you have to talk to Mechol, it's that important. Better you would have talked then. Better you mess up in the first inning than in the ninth inning. You have a lot of time to work on it. In the ninth inning, you mess up, it's over. Now we're in the bottom of the ninth. Chasima upon Chasima. It's Hashanah Rabbah, the Yom HaRavah, the day of tremendous tefillah ani. But we understand the avoid of the day. If I want my tefillos to be chashiv, I have to first have achna, I have to first realize that everything in my life is Rabbeinu Shalom. If I realize everything is Rabbeinu Shalom, I'll realize how chashiv I am, and I'll realize my tefillos are kodesh gashim. It's from that lev nishbar that I create a lev shalom. That's the beauty of it. It's from the lev nishbar that I create a lev shalom. But I can't do it without the lev shalom. It can't be because I think I'm chashiv and I'm something. I can only be chashiv once I realize I'm nothing. I can only be chashiv once I realize I'm nothing. You hear that, chevra? Don't ever forget it. And I live with that. Mamash is a different life. You can't, Mamash, you say this in the veldt, in the world. They won't even know what we're talking about. They don't speak this language. But we speak this language. We leave Hashanah Rabbatic language. And that's the sweetest of sweet. So you know what you're going to do tomorrow, chevra? You're going to take 5 aravos. And you're going to recreate your world with such a machshava. Because, hey, why five? Why 5 aravos? Pasuk in Bereishis says, Behi Baram, Behe Baram. The world was created with the letter Hey. Hey is tshuva. Hey is the beginning of a new beginning. So I take 5 aravos. And the minhag is to bang it on the floor, not some crazy amount of times till all the leaves go off. You bang it 5 times on the floor. Again, 5. Because I'm recreating myself as a new life of hachna and chashivas. You know what happens then? I take the 5 and I bang it 5 times, and then that, and it becomes lowly. I take the lowest of the minim, and I bang it to even make it lower than it was, because I'm knocking it around, and then I throw it on top of the aron. Then I bring it to the highest of places. Then I'm lifted up through that dull, aramim chashem kidilasani. Then I take it, I put it on top of the aron. Anything more kaddish do we have today than the aron? Put it on top of the aron, that's where I throw it. To show mamish, I'm through my loneliness, I'm chashiv. I'm Kodesh Kedashim. And then I live a different life. It's not, see, it doesn't have to be. Today's not a day to start thinking again about all the areas of tshuva I need to be. Because then, memela, it all will happen. When I realize I'm nothing and therefore I'm something, memela, I live a different life. Memela, I improve my davening, my learning, my shiur, and I am my midos. Memela, it all just happens. Because I'm chashiv, I'm a different person. That's a Shana Rabba. And you know what happens? I take the 5 and I bang away the 5. So I take Arava, I get rid of the hay. What am I left with? Arif. I'm left with the sweetest life. You can't have a sweet life without this. Chevra, this is the key to Simcha Zachayim, the key to sweetness, is Hashana Rabba. If you understand it like this. Because if you think you're going to find chashivas in your life anywhere else, you'll see, you'll have it at times, but it's going to be a roller coaster of life. You have your success, you have your failures, you have times when one is healthy, lo aleinu, until Mashiach, there are times when people are sick. We're dealing, our whole life is a roller coaster of ups and downs if it's dependent on exterior gashmias or what's going on in my life. But if my life is dependent on nothing because it's all abishter and therefore I'm something, I get rid of the hay from the arava and it's all sweetness. So Be'ez Hashem Yitzbarach, each and every one of us should be zoicha. Zeicha to realize that the Eibishter is everything in this world. Echad yachad miyuchad, hayahay v'viyeh. Rav Shor also said, hayahay v'viyeh, he was, he will always be. Hayahay v'viyeh. It's Gematria 66, which is Elokecha. You want to make him your Hashem, your personal Hashem? You realize he was, he is, he will always be, he's everything. He's everything. Echad yachad u'milchad. He's your Hashem. He's by your side every moment. When he's by your side every moment, it's arev. It's always sweet. It's always sweet, chevra. You know, we usually, after we talk, we don't ever go back, but I want to sing the Berditchever again. Because there's something, you know, a niggin without words, we get to write the words. We get to write the tefillah. Everybody in this room has different tefillahs. Everybody has different tefillahs of ways you have to get to that achna and that chashivas. And we have different areas that we need to be chashiv in. So let's daven together. Let's daven together. And Hashana Rab and Bizoiche to the chasima upon chasima of simcha and bracha, of geula and yeshua, of achna that leads to chashivas for each and every one of you and for all of Klal Yisrael. Yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.